The judge presiding over the case against Senator Ted Stevens will hold a hearing tomorrow to go over motions filed over the last few weeks by the defense and prosecution. Alaska's senior senator faces 7 federal counts of lying on his Senate financial disclosure forms. He's accused of hiding gifts worth more than $250,000. The trial is set to begin in Washington, D.C. in 2 weeks. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
In the latest motions filed Tuesday, Senator Stevens' lawyers accuse the government of withholding material vital to the case, including grand jury exhibits and subpoenas, logs of the phone surveillance, and data that explains photographs. They also complain that when the government has handed over documents, it's been in an electronic format that's made more work for the defense team. The lawyers asked for the court's help on Tuesday to get the materials turned over, and soon, with just 2 weeks before the case begins. But late in the day Tuesday, prosecutors fought back, saying they had submitted everything relevant and, in fact, had gone above and beyond to meet Senator Stevens' call that the case be rushed. The government prosecutors said they responded to all the defense requests, including some which, quote, involve matters bordering on the frivolous. Prosecutors said they already turned over tens of thousands of documents, phone conversations, audio and video recordings, and photographs, all in reasonable standard formats. And as for grand jury exhibits and subpoenas, prosecutors say they're not obligated to hand those over. Earlier this week, the defense filed a motion asking for the medical records of Veeco CEO Bill Allen, who is expected to be the main witness against Stevens. Allen suffered a head injury in 2001, which slows his speech. But prosecutors say they don't have the records, and the defense would know as much if they'd simply asked instead of involving the court. The latest back-and-forth fighting through motions piles on the work facing Judge Emmett Sullivan. Even though the trial is still on a fast timeline, the defense team has filed numerous motions in recent weeks that may slow down the proceedings, including requests to dismiss the case. And this week, prosecutors introduced new items they believe Stevens took as gifts and didn't claim on his disclosure forms, including a $3,200 stained glass window, a $2,600 massage chair, and a $1,000 sled dog, which he claimed as a gift but at a quarter of its price. They're also trying to introduce evidence that Stevens hid a $31,000 interest-free loan and that he asked Bill Allen for things of value, including a new Jeep for his daughter and jobs for his son and grandson. That's all in addition to the original charge of accepting $250,000 worth of gifts from Veeco. While Stevens is not charged with bribery, prosecutors do say he did favors for Veeco at the same time he was accepting gifts. The defense says that claim will prejudice the jury and should not be discussed during the trial. The defense also filed a motion last week to keep some secretly recorded phone conversations out of the case. Now it's up to the judge to sort through the motions and decide which ones have merit. In Washington, D.C., I'm Libby Casey.